Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Friends Without Benefits, where the only benefit you are getting out of this podcast is listening to two friends talk shit for an hour every single week. In today's episode of the podcast, we grilled my mum, we played some pranks on her, and we find out if she really worked in a gentleman's club.
Before we get started, don't forget to follow our Instagram page at Friends Without Benefits with an extra S on the end. Here you'll be able to find exclusive bonus content from our podcast each week, and you'll also find out what special guests will be joining us ahead of time.
Over on the Friends Without Benefits Instagram, you can DM us any juicy dilemmas, questions, or confessions for a chance to be featured on the podcast in our messy group chat segment.
You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you'll be able to watch the best bits of each episode.
Now that's all done, let's get into the podcast.
And you'll find your fire exits to your left and to your right.
So how was your week?
I was just about to say the same to you. I actually don't feel like I've done anything. Today is Friday, we filmed the last podcast on Monday. It's been 4 days.
I've not really done much.
I've literally done nothing. I've done bare minimum. I've been in my house. I've been in Lewis's house.
I've been in Bloom.
I haven't been in Bloom this week, you'll be glad to know. Since last week, I've retired. However, my voice does in fact sound like I've been out on the lash.
Out on the lash.
I haven't actually been out. I don't know why my voice sounds like this.
I don't think it sounds bad. It just sounds a bit like husky. Like you're about to go down with something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think maybe I am. Potential. There's potential on the cards that Byron's getting ill. News. Read all about it. I don't know what I've done. I don't think I've done much.
You went to town?
I went to town on my own, which was a really nice experience. I went to take photos, actually.
On your own?
In
you
town.
Went to take photos on your own?
Yeah, with my tripod. Did you not see my story?
No.
Oh, thanks, babe. That's you getting removed off my close friends. Anyway.
Jokes, I did see it. You had a tripod and a little bag and you were doing a zoomed in moment in your wiggly mirror.
No, I didn't. On my close friends story,
yeah,
babe.
No. I saw it. No. I skipped past it, but I saw a little bit of it.
But did you see the tripod in the street?
No.
No.
I didn't see that part. Mm-hmm. Did you take a picture?
I thought so, yeah. All my close friends, babe.
For Boohoo?
No, that were... No, oh my God. I took an outfit photo. I don't know how people got in public and take outfit photos because it's the most embarrassing thing ever. And where I was shooting photos is directly in the middle of town. So I kind of set myself up for failure.
Was it that street that we went on once?
Yes. Yeah. It's a cool place. Did you not see this on my story?
I saw something though on your story, but I didn't see that one.
Mm-hmm. Are you not on my close friends?
Probably taking me off, let's be real. Quite a few of my friends tend to do that.
You tend to do that, babe, but not anyone else.
I don't post on my close friend story, really. Have you taken me off?
Oh my God, you aren't on my close friend story.
You fucking asshole! Why have you taken me off?
But why would I have taken you off? Oh no, you are.
Oh. Oh my God, I was going to say, why on earth have you taken me off?
Oh shit, my panties then. I thought, ooh, that's me in the bad books. I feel like we joke around unfollowing each other and then it...
But I don't know, you unfollowed me actually once. Like, you actually did do it.
Yeah, but as a joke, obviously.
Didn't feel like a joke.
What have you done this weekend then, babe?
This week I've actually had a really productive week. I did a food shop at Aldi, which I love. No, I'm actually very happy about it because normally my food shop costs me like £40 and half of it ends up going in the bin because I never eat it. But this time I did a £20 shop at Aldi, got everything I usually buy, and I've eaten all of it. So that's a productive week for me. I have pre-filmed before I go on holiday next week. I've worked, and that's been my week.
I actually feel like this is an episode that is just not, like, I'm in a hoodie feeling, no, I don't feel shit, actually, I feel like my energy's just very, like, I feel like it's like, is it?
Byron didn't want to be here today, I forced him to do stuff.
That's not true, that is not true. Anna was texting me this morning, like, hi babe, you're going to be here for 11:30, and I was like, yep, here I am.
And then I texted everyone at 11:34 saying, is everyone ready? And you just put, no, Freya's cat died.
No, we were joking. We were literally walking up to your apartment at that point.
And babe, I could see you out the window.
Ooh.
I took a picture of you.
I know you did, babe. Oh. Looking lush. I feel like my outfit looks a bit questionable, but...
I did think to myself, why is he wearing that jacket with that hoodie? But I thought, he's loving it.
Oh, babe, do you know what?
Leave me alone. No, I like the outfit, actually, seeing a bird's eye view of me.
Who looks at you from a bird's eye view?
You, clearly. Considering we've had probably the least interesting and fun week ever, we've got a guest. Let's introduce our guest, because I feel like that's the only fun part of this podcast.
Before we get into it, Byron was like, oh, have you seen that TikTok prank that people are doing on their parents where, you know, the kids are trying to get into uni and they get their parents to sit there and they say some really extravagant things that their parents have done to, you know, get them to where they are today. And obviously I don't live at home anymore, so I couldn't do that with my mum. So we were like, this is the perfect time to do it on the podcast.
You're basically meant to, it's like a fake thing. Like you said to your mum and dad, oh my God, I need to send this video in like to introduce myself to my uni friends or try and get like a grant. Like people are saying like they want to win money or something and they're like applying to win money. And you've got to see if your parents can hold a straight face, go along with it, or if they just freak out. And I have pretty strong feelings that Julie's gonna freak out.
I don't think my mum's gonna take it very lightly when I say the things that she has apparently done. We've got three different things that we're gonna say to her, so we'll see how far we get.
Also, just for the record, these things aren't true.
Oh yeah, they are not true in the slightest.
It didn't actually happen, it's just a joke, but we shall see. So let's get Julie up on Zoom.
So everyone, for the first guest on our podcast, we thought we would have a very familiar face, and today it is my mum.
Woo!
Hi mum.
Hiya.
Mum, obviously, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone's going to know who my mum is if you've watched my YouTube videos. She has been in them for many years, so I wanted to give you guys a little bit of background information on who my mum is and what my mum does. So growing up, I think, you know, you'd all know that times could have been a bit hard, so sometimes my mum would occasionally go to the local gentleman's club and she'd do whatever she could. Obviously, she was with my dad for half her life as well. I don't know if she did it all the way through, I'm not too sure, but these are the stories that she's told me. She'd also occasionally go to my nan's cupboards and take some of the food out as well, because we were a bit harder for food sometimes, and she'd just kind of like go around with an Iceland carrier bag and just like put the food in. And then weirdly, actually, she only told me about this story not that long ago. I don't think I've told you guys this yet. We used to have a lodger live with us called Dave. And we actually had a 3-bedroom house. And he lived with us, didn't he, Mum?
Anna, what? It's just a complete wind-up, this thing, isn't it?
I think she's just a bit shy about telling us everyone about the lodger, because obviously that was a part of the life we were going to keep private.
That's it. I've been really set up, haven't I?
Dave used to live with us in the 3rd bedroom. And some nights, because obviously I feel like a lot of you guys knew that I used to sleep in my mum's bed. Some nights I'd wake up and she wasn't actually there. She'd go into the lodger's room. I don't know what she'd do with this
I guess that's where Atticus came from.
I don't know.
No, this is stupid. Bye.
Mum, come on, everyone knows, right? Everyone knows it's a wind-up. My mum, we did not have a lodger called Dave. Atticus did not come from the lodger. My mum didn't steal cupboards from the food. No, what am I about? Food from the cupboards. And she definitely didn't work in a gentleman's club. No problem if you do, but she didn't.
This is the weirdest podcast I've ever been on, I'll be honest. It really is.
Right, anyway, now we're actually going to start. We're going to ask you some serious questions.
Okay, go for it. Yeah, right, okay.
So, on this podcast, obviously, we talk a lot about dating, a lot about relationships. I mean, we've only done 2 episodes, but that is what we've spoken about in the previous episodes. So, we wanted to get my mum's kind of take on that. So, the first question we've got for you is, looking back on your experience whilst dating with children, what's your experience been with dating in the last... I'm 21 nearly, Atticus is 7.
This is going great with a laugh already.
Mum's like, what, dating?
So Atticus is 7, and I would say in them 7 years, practically non-existent. That's my take on dating in the last 7 years.
But what about in the last 21?
Well, 10 of them years I was with your dad, wasn't I, love? Yeah. We'll say 10, 11 of them years. So the last 11, 12 years... Again, practically non-existent.
That's a good answer. Really long that album for non-existent.
But that is honestly the truth. Yeah, I have a little dabble on Tinder here and there, but certainly nothing to, you know, write home about or shout from the rooftops about. No, non-existent. Kids.
I mean, yeah, obviously kids do put a kind of like barrier in the way of dating. But you definitely, when I grew up a little bit, started dating a couple of people. And, you know, and then obviously you had Atticus.
Yeah, but never lived with anybody, Anna.
Oh, God, no, yeah, you'd never live with anybody. So basically, in the last 21 years, my mum has had a non-existent dating life, which gives me so much hope.
But speaking of Tinder, do you have any Tinder horror stories? Do you have any? What is your experience on Tinder? Is it a good or is it a bad?
Well, Byron, I would say, again, nothing exciting. Nothing I've had conversations.
No, you've definitely... You've screenshot me conversations from your Tinder.
I was just about to say, I've had conversations, obviously. I think I've had the odd date. I mean...
When? You didn't tell me about these dates.
Well, not for quite a while. Not for quite a while, but I have been on the odd date from Tinder. And I have to say, nothing at all. You know, very non-existent, really.
Yeah, but you've had some odd experiences. And then I asked to borrow my mum's Tinder because my phone number got banned. And then I went to go back on it and mum took it back. So I don't have Tinder anymore. Mum took the Tinder back.
Should get yourself on Hinge. Apparently Hinge is where it's at.
Mum, you need to go on Hinge. I'm on Hinge.
Yeah, what's it like?
Oh, I've used your number for Hinge. You can't. Sorry, I've used your number.
My number. But yeah, out of interest though, obviously, what's it like? What's it like, Hannah?
It's good. It's good. I think you'd enjoy it. When I'm done with it, obviously, you can have your number back and you can make yourself a profile.
So what's the difference?
Well, I've got a boyfriend from it, but what's the difference?
Yeah, in Tinder and
Hinge.
It's just
like, you have to put more effort into your profile. So I feel like people are a little bit more serious.
Oh, really?
Because you
right,
have to
actually,
like, yeah, you have to answer, like, a fair few questions. I mean, by a fair few, it takes you, like, 5 minutes longer than Tinder. But I feel like you wouldn't do that. And, like, people, I feel like people are on there with better intentions.
Yeah, okay. So it's going good for you.
Well, I haven't been on a date, so I wouldn't say it's going amazing, but I'd say that, you know, if I wanted it to go good, if I actually put enough time into going on the app, then yeah, it could go
good.
Okay,
you get a different vibe from it.
Definitely a different vibe. So that's the route you can go down once I've finished with the profile. You can have it back.
Okay, but I also think as well that online dating has had its day, and I think, very cliche it may sound, but what is meant to be will be. If you're meant to meet somebody in real life, I think you can't beat meeting somebody in real life.
Well, no, you can't, but then
just
obviously...
Just want to bump into someone in Tesco's.
Yeah, that's it. You'll be down the aisle in Tesco. And you'll
meet
a Tesco worker whilst doing your Tesco ad.
Well, yeah, it happens. And I do think online dating has had its slight heyday. I do, honestly. I think, you know, you can't beat that real connection in real life, Anna.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. Saying that I met my boyfriend on a dating app, but I do agree.
Yeah. Byron met Lewis on a dating app.
Yeah, okay,
A lot of people meet people on dating apps.
I know that. That's the norm, actually.
I think it's the norm, especially after COVID, because obviously during COVID, there was no way you were going to go out and meet people. So everyone met online. And everyone was coming out with boyfriends after the pandemic.
Yeah, it's the norm now to meet somebody online. And it's not so normal to meet someone in real life. But I think, Anna, ultimately, it doesn't matter how much you want something to happen or what you want it to be. You really do just have to leave it up to fate.
Reach.
Wise words, Mum.
Yeah, no, that is true.
It is so true. As hard as it is to accept sometimes, and, you know, you can think, Jesus, you know, fate, hurry up. But timing is everything.
Okay, so would you not see yourself in a serious relationship then with someone who you'd meet online? If you met someone online, would you just not bother anymore?
I'm not saying that, Anna, but I think it's hard, like, when you start talking to someone, if we say on Tinder, first of all, it's trying to fathom out people's intentions. If you're not just...
But do you even still wonder that? I mean, like, at your age, do you still wonder what people's intentions are?
No, I don't wonder,
because
Anna,
I feel like that's quite a common thought for a 20-year-old to have, but for someone in the older dating...
No, I don't have to wonder, because you find... With my age, 9 times out of 10, the guy makes it very clear from the offset.
Right. Okay.
There's none of this shady, or I'll pretend to be a nice bloke, but I'm not really, or I'm only after one thing, but I'll pretend I'm not. It's not like that, really. I've found men are quite upfront, I think, when they get to my age, and as you get older, you can work it out more anyway. But there are a lot of men around my age that, you know, they don't want serious. They want to just, they've come out of a long-term relationship. You know, there's loads of married men on there, and the couple wants a threesome and all this malarkey. Yeah. Yeah, honestly.
Oh my God.
Why? Have you been asked?
No, I'm not saying that. No, but they put it in their profile, Anna. They put, you know what I mean? Yeah, but then at least they're being upfront about it, aren't they? You know, that's what I'm saying.
True.
You find when you get to my age, people are more clear. About
well, that, I mean, that's very clear.
I know, yeah,
that's
yeah.
really clear.
Imagine on Tinder, like us on Tinder, that you swipe and it's like threesome.
It's like a couple. I've never, personally, I've never seen that before on Tinder.
On Tinder, I haven't.
Yeah.
I
have, yeah, but then you probably wouldn't, your ages, but it's probably as people get older and if, like, they've been in, they've been married for probably 20, 30 years, they're bored, aren't they?
Yeah, that is true.
Very true.
Yeah.
That's a new take. I never thought I'd see, hear about that on Tinder.
Honestly,
my later days.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's loads of them, but they are out there, yeah.
How are you finding Anna not living at home? Like, how are you finding it?
Okay, I mean, everybody's settled now. I mean, obviously, back in January, it was a change to get used to.
I felt like it was a very good change, though.
Yes, a positive change, I think, in every way, yes.
I always say that.
Would you not agree, Anna?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it was, like, the best change ever. I felt like I left home at, like, the right time.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that.
I feel like if it had gone any longer, then it just, like, our relationship would have gone south. But, like, I think I left at the right time for it to, like,
100%. 100%, Anna.
And now we're both living our best lives. You're going to get your ears pierced on a Friday morning.
On a whim. No, to be fair, I'd wanted it done for ages, Anna, at the... I'll just call it the helix.
You said it was a cartilage.
Cartilage.
I thought, oh my God, why are you going...
Cartilage.
No, that's not it though, is it?
She said it's the cartilage, or you can call it the helix.
No, I don't really know what piercings.
I think it is.
Yeah, but I've had my first ones, I don't even know, 30 years. But then the second one I had pierced today. I've had a diamond put in that one.
Wow. She's
and then busy. Obviously that one on my left ear. It was just a random thing. I'd thought about it for ages. I thought, yeah, get it done today, you know.
You're so spontaneous, Mum. You're so crazy. So on that note, if something existed, like a hot mum summer, okay, I know we're going into autumn, but what does a hot mum summer look like for you? I feel like I could perfectly piece together your hot mum summer. I feel like I could easily say what your hot mum summer would be, but what would be your take on it?
A hot mum...
A paddling pool in the back garden, put your toes in.
Yeah. Yeah. An ice cream sitting out there. That's a hot mum summer, Anna.
Are we not saying Ibiza or Magaluf? Are we not
That? You'd love to go to Ibiza.
Of course. In a perfect world, Atticus's dad would say, Julie, I'll have Atticus for a week. You go to Ibiza. The young Julie would absolutely adore that. But that's not the way things are. But hopefully, maybe one day, I'll get back there.
If I said to you, Mum, me and you are going to go to Ibiza for the week.
Yeah.
And we're going to go and live like a hot girl summer life.
No, because that's just wrong. I think, because you're my daughter. It's weird.
You're not invited.
I'm not invited. So who would you go with then?
Well, I don't know.
The lodger.
Dave the lodger.
Yeah. Dave, the lodger. But you never know, you know, life's long and hopefully I'll get back there one day. You know, your brother's 8 in April, you know.
You've only got 10 years to go till it's legal. You'll be bopping it in Ibiza at your 50s.
Well, precisely. Yeah.
We'll see your little selfies on Instagram, like, off to Ibiza today, # airport outfit.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, another delight. We have a new game that we're introducing on this podcast called Book or Ball. It's going to be a little bit like Would you rather? Is it? It is. Would
yeah,
you rather?
It's like, would you rather? I just called it this or that, but yeah, it's obviously not this or that.
We're basically being given scenarios. There's two different options, and we have to decide which one we would prefer to do. So the first one is: if someone offered you £500 to do 5 consecutive tequila shots, would you do it?
Yes.
I feel like
you would.
Yeah, I feel like that's quite tame, actually.
I would do it, but I didn't know if Mum would do it because Mum, you don't drink.
£500,
£500.
I would do it for £500. I'd do it for free. I'd do it for the laugh. Like, I don't need £500 to do 5 tequila shots. But...
No, 500. Yeah, I'll do it for 500, yeah.
Okay, the next one. Mum, this one's specifically designed for you. You can have a brand new Mini Cooper with any design and features, but you have to drive the Mini to the zoo every day to see a different animal until you have seen every single one in the park. And then you have to take a selfie with the animal every day and put it on your Instagram story and caption it, new day, same animal.
Would I do it?
Yeah, would you do all the zoo shenanigans if you could have a new car?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So every single day to the zoo.
You drop Atticus off to school and then go to Woburn.
Not Woburn, Hamerton's the nearest. So I drop Atticus off, I'll be at Hamerton, yeah.
And then you get to post a selfie every single day, like, new day, same animal.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious, yeah.
Right, the next one is, you meet the man of your dreams, but the only way to get his number is to wear... Have you seen In Between Us?
Yeah, some of it, yeah, yeah.
Do you know, when they go on holiday, they wear T-shirts with, like, stupid things on them? Should we get a photo up to show?
We'll get a photo. So there's basically, they're walking in the airport. This is the film where they go to, I don't know if it's Magaluf, I can't remember. And they have, like, different things written on the back of their T-shirts.
Yeah.
So they have, like, Mr. Lady Killer.
Yeah.
Mr. Big Knob.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
So you meet the man of your dreams. This is the scenario. But the only way to get his number is you have to wear that T-shirt from In Between Us to every date you go on with it.
It would say Mr. Big Knob on the back and Pussy Patrol on the front.
Oh, God.
To every date. Matched with a lovely little Primark skirt.
And an F&F bag.
No.
Is it worth it?
No. You would do it?
No.
But the man of your dreams?
No. No,
it's
I
not
worth it
for the Instagram
Anna.
Photo.
No,
you can't.
Do that.
You can't get no. The leg bend in that skirt, Mum, in your Instagram photo with that top.
I couldn't do it. No.
So as you guys know, we do have quite a few segments on this podcast as we are very newly organised, very new for us. But this is a segment called Kiss and Tell, where every single week we basically recommend a product that you guys might want, you might not want.
It doesn't have to be a product. It could be a story. It could be something you just want to basically kiss and tell the world about. We've not exceeded anyone's expectations. We've recommended
spray
Dr. Beckham, spray paint.
You told everyone to live their best life.
Yeah, we've not been doing great. So hopefully with Julie on, she can recommend something that is actually worthwhile listening to.
So Mum, you need to recommend something that you've used in the past week that you want everyone to have.
Oh, okay. What, a cleaning product?
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be. It could be anything in your life.
Anything
in your life that you're loving and you want someone else, so you think someone else should be loving it as well.
Okay, right. I know exactly what it is because I finished it this week.
Oh, I know what it is.
Anna knows what I'm going to say. But it is ace, right? It's took me months. Line of Duty.
Oh, right.
Did you just call it ace? Like, this is ace. I've never heard anyone say that.
No, but it really was. Right, from Series 1, which I started back in March, and I finished Series 6 this week. Totally recommend it. Addictive. Really, really good police drama. I am now starting. I've watched about 20 minutes of the first episode, Vigil. Has anyone seen it, Vigil?
I've not heard of that.
No, I've not, no.
It's by the same people that wrote Line of Duty, and it's about this police officer. Someone died on a submarine, and a police officer has to go down and stay on the submarine to investigate. Sounds really good. So I'm starting that now.
Ooh.
But yeah, mine would be Line of Duty for sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I wish I'd have watched Line of Duty. I kept seeing it on Gogglebox. Like,
no,
so
Byron, you
me
need
and Louis
to.
Started
but
watching
you need
it.
To start it from Series yeah. 1. And
I
then...
feel like I... But I know how it ends now. I
yeah,
know the ending
you know,
of it. So
you know
like
who H is, yeah. So that would spoil yeah. it a bit, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't really know. So Freya always gives us a little prompt every week for the podcast.
Yeah,
Freya...
I'm looking at my prompt as well and thinking, these are digs. These aren't even kiss
yeah.
and tells. These are digs.
These are definitely digs. She's wrote on mine that Anna's going to catch flights and not feelings because I am going to Magaluf next week. So apparently my kiss and tell is to catch flights and not feelings for this week.
But it'll probably end up being both. But you'll probably come back and say you're in love with someone in Magaluf.
You know I'm going to fall madly in love with a rep and then I'm not going to want to leave.
Anna, don't do anything silly like that. Just focus on having a good time.
Remember, I wasn't planning on falling in love with a rep whilst I'm out in Magaluf. I know the reps. I'm going with the reps.
Oh, dear.
I actually don't know what my kiss and tell this week could be. Oh, I know what it is, actually, but everyone takes piss out of me for it.
Yeah.
Oh. But everyone's got their ear pierced anyway. If you don't have your ears pierced, I ordered some really nice clip-on earrings.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
Clip-on.
And they're really nice if you don't have your ears pierced.
Oh, clip-on, yeah, yeah, clip-on, yeah.
Yeah, I've got them in now.
Oh, lovely, darling.
And everyone keeps laughing at me every time I order some. I know, they're really lovely. So, again, I'll link them on the podcast Instagram if you want them.
Oh, I've got one
Freya's
more.
Put my
you
kiss and tell.
Oh.
Go on, yeah.
Go on.
And
go
I cannot, no, literally, no, seriously, I cannot recommend this enough. We all want that autumny smell. Yeah, okay, get yourselves, yeah. Right, you too, Byron, because you've got your own place, right? Glade pumpkin yeah. spice latte plugins. I kid you not, right? I've got one in the living room. I don't have them switched on all the time. One in the living room, one in the kitchen, right? Literally 5 minutes after you have switched them on, your house is flooded with pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, I've got a plug-in. It's not the pumpkin spice one, but yeah. It is a Glade one, a vanilla one, and it's so strong.
So strong.
Really? I've got a plug-in that's strong. Glade, yeah. But I think I've got Febreze, though. That's not Glade,
yeah,
is it?
No.
Yeah, you want Glade,
the Glade
Anna.
One is what I've got. It's so strong.
I used to have the ones you've got in your hallway, Anna, with the three bits.
Yeah, that's what I'm on about.
No, get yourself Glade. Anna, you'll love it. Honestly. Honest, right, no, well, all right, but seriously, what,
can you get
later.
You can get me one for my 21st.
Yeah, I can do, yeah, if you want one, go, yeah.
Freya has wrote my kiss and tell as a boohoo manad, which is definitely a dig, because apparently all I post, in fact, tonight I've got a boohoo manad going
well,
on.
Well, it is all you post. All you post the on images, Instagram is boohoo manad.
I like the photos, though, and I like the outfits.
I know,
so if
me
I'm
too.
Getting paid, either way.
He's in it for the money, guys.
Shut up. I'm going to leave mine as that. I've got one going up tonight if you want to follow me on Instagram.
Of course, he's playing.
Boohoo, And on that note, I think we should end this podcast here. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to subscribe to us on all streaming platforms. We're currently number 4 in the charts. Don't want to keep mentioning it because I feel like the more
I
put
do,
it out
get
there,
us number one.
The more I put it out there, I feel like I'm setting myself up for failure because I look one day and it won't be anywhere near the top. But if you do want to keep listening and you do want to keep us in the charts, please keep downloading the episodes. Tell your friends, tell your family. Go and tell your mum that she worked in a brothel or something and see how that goes down.
Obviously, today we've had my mum on, which is a really good first guest. But let us know anybody else that you want to see. Just send us a message, a DM, email, whatever takes your fancy. And let us know who you want us to talk to.
We'll message Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner. We've got a few on the line,
babe.
I hope.
She already knows who I am and opened the Snapchat. Doing video messages for her.
Anyway, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed. And we will see you in a week's time with a brand new one. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.